Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show, a Friday night in Fredericksburg. Eric Bach joined by the starting catcher tonight for the Fred Nats, Geraldy Diaz. Returning Fred Nat missed the first couple months after an injury in spring training. Gee, I'm so glad you're back, my friend.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here again. Every day I'm trying to do my best effort and show what I got.
Walk me through what actually happened to you in spring training.
Oh, I was playing the first game of the spring training versus Marlin. And a pitcher throw a ball at the dirt and hit on my finger, and my finger was broken.
Yeah, so you missed the first couple months, but back now. What's it like to be back here in Fredericksburg? I know this is a place that you're familiar with and comfortable with.
Yeah, I feel comfortable here. You know, that is my third year. I know the field, I know the fans, I know how do we need to play in this level. And I feel good, but I'm trying to every day do my best effort and go to the next level.
Ever since you've gotten here, the team has been great. I mean, so many wins. As somebody who wasn't here before that is here now, what do you think is causing the winning?
Well, like last year, I'm trying to share a good energy with every guy, with every player. I'm trying to let him know what we need to do in the field, but we need to do a good job, but at the same time, we need to enjoy the game. That is a game. It's a work, but it's a game, too. That is the first thing that we need to do on the field, is enjoy the game.
For sure, and it seems like the team is really enjoying the game right now. Talking with Geraldy Diaz here on the Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show. Luke Young pitching tonight. Have you caught him before?
My first game that I caught him was last week versus Dermarva, and I think he's a good guy, good pitcher. He got really good stuff, good fastball. He can command his slider pretty well, and his changeup is really good too. Now he's learning how to throw the splitter, and I think he got good stuff.
The bullpen has been so good for this whole entire stretch, but since you've been here, what do you think? Is it strike throwing? Like, what is allowing these bullpen guys to be so effective when they come in the game?
I'm trying that when the bullpen guys come to the game, I'm trying to connect the good energy, try to give confidence in his staff, and I'm trying to let him know that I got experience in this level. And I'm trying to that every count, every hitter, then they're going to throw, be ahead on the count.
And you're calling the games back there when you catch. What are some things that dictate the decisions that you make? As in, like, what are some things that you see during the game from the hitters that make you decide what pitch you're going to call next?
I'm trying to read his swing, every pitch, where he stands, like he is close to the play or a little bit far. If he go like one step in front or one step back, I'm play like that. I'm try to read, and I'm try to be a hitter too. What I will do in that situation, and what I looking for it, and that's what I attack with that pitch that I will do damage, and that's what I call.
Jake Lowry is a catcher. He's back as the manager. How much does that relationship with the skip here mean to you?
It's really good because I know him since 2019. He was a still player in this year. It's a good relationship with him, like a friend, like a manager, like a big brother. I feel really good with him.
Last one for you. What are some goals you have for the season now that you're healthy?
Well, I would like to still winning. I would like to see this team at the finals like last year. And like my first goal is to go next levels, try to getting up. That is my last year on the contract with this team. And I try to have a great year, healthy first, and put a good numbers.
Geraldy Diaz here on the Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.